Welcome into a special on-demand edition of The Beat on WGNRadio.com. I'm Adam Hoge, and big news last night as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers fired head coach Lovie Smith. Of course, there was a lot of reaction across the NFL, and here locally in Chicago as Lovie coached the Bears for 9 seasons before he went to Tampa. And one player who played for Lovie Smith both here in Chicago and in Tampa is cornerback Tim Jennings, who joins me now on the phone. Tim, what's going on? It's been a while.
Hey, how's it going, man? Doing pretty good on my end.
All right, so I was surprised by this news last night, and a number of Buccaneers seemed surprised based on their reactions on Twitter. But you sent out a tweet that said, quote, "No surprise to me." Explain that tweet.
Well, yeah, I mean, I basically just sent that tweet out because, you know, being a part of that organization for a couple of weeks and seeing how everything was going and just seeing – You know, Coach Lovie, he's a great guy. Guys grasped him very well, very quick, which is no surprise to me. So the reaction that those guys have, that's not a surprise saying that they were surprised that it happened. The only reason why I said that is just because of everything that Tampa put into Lovie as far as trying to change things around. They gave him a lot of responsibility. And I think whenever you give a man that much responsibility, they want to see results. So when they, you know, didn't make the playoffs and having everything run down from what Lovie wanted to do, when they don't get results, the nature of this business is something's got to change. And that's why I said, you know, it wasn't a surprise because it gave Lovie a whole lot of responsibility to make things happen. And as a defense standpoint, I don't think they much too much succeeded on that end. And no disrespect to Lovie. I mean, I love him as a guy. I love him as a coach. He's a great head coach. But when you deal with this business, they want to see results. And I came to realize that with doing my career playing this game.
Yeah, you talk about the responsibilities. I found it a very interesting dynamic when Lovie went down to Tampa because he played a role in bringing the general manager, Jason Light, in. Lovie was hired first, and then they hired Jason Light. How would you describe their relationship based on your time there, and who was really in charge?
Well, that was an interesting question, because that was the first time I ever heard that being, you know, said that they hired a head coach first and then the GM. From my understanding, you know, they had a lot of history together. They were very close friends, and Lovie wanted the GM in there, and I think that had a lot to do with, you know, who became the GM for Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So that was that further let me know the power and the trust the Tampa Bay organization gave Lovie. And that was another one of the responsibilities that I felt like, you know, that just weighed over, you know, Lovie's head. And they wanted results, and they kind of wanted results. They wanted to see results then and there. And I don't think the ownership really got what they was looking for and anything in that standpoint. So I guess, you know, they felt some kind of way and did what they had to do.
I know you're on the defensive side of the football, but there's been a lot of chatter in the last, less than 24 hours even now since Lovie got fired, that the offensive coordinator, Dirk Cutter, will take over. What do you know about him, and would that surprise you if that happens based on your time there?
That won't surprise me at all. I think as you watch the game, I didn't have a chance to really pick his brain and get to know him as a coach, but I know as the way our offense came to work and practice, that they gravitate to him a lot. And anytime you could have a guy to lead your football team in that export, you know, you'll have success. Not taking anything away from Lovie. Guys do that also. But as you can see, our offense, Tampa Bay offense was, you know, making strides. You know, they think they got their future quarterback for a few years. That could be a franchise quarterback. The running game, Doug Martin, they got a lot of success. Young at receiver with Mike Evans. And I think they got a lot of potential. So, you know, for them to make that transition, make that switch, I don't see a surprise at all. But I know a lot of guys on the defense were very disappointed at the end of the part with Lovie.
Adam Hoge talking to former Bears cornerback Tim Jennings, who also played for Lovie Smith in Tampa as well as in Chicago. Lovie sat out a year before he took the job in Tampa. There was a lot of talk about him needing to adapt his schemes to adjust to a league that has certainly become more offensive since he was hired as the Bears head coach back in 2004. So from your time playing for him this season compared to when you played for him in Chicago? Did it seem like his schemes had changed at all? Did he adapt?
I don't think he adapted at all. I think one thing that was missing was key parts. I think, you know, when we was in Chicago, it's like we had the glue to keep us together. When I mean the glue, I think we had, you know, Rob Marinelli that did a great job at keeping guys together, putting guys in the right position, still running the Temple 2 scheme, but getting the way it worked for everybody. I think Temple was just missing that element on the defensive side. They just didn't really have the glue. I think they got all the talent in the world on defense. The young guys out there flying around making plays. Of course, you don't have the Lance Briggs and the Peanut Tillman and the Brian Urlacher, but you have great young core guys that play a very long time in this league. And I think it was just missing a few pieces, that glue to actually keep that whole defense intact and kind of get what they wanted to do out of, you know, maximize each player potential, because everybody's different. But I think it's just ways to kind of find out to maximize each player's potential to, you know, get the best out of them on Sundays and on game day. I just felt like it was just missing something on that defensive standpoint to, you know, to keep that edge and to keep the success going and the type of scheme of defense that Levy wants to run.
That's interesting. And for those that don't remember, Tim was with the Bears in training camp this year, was released in the preseason, then signed in Tampa. You ended up only playing 6 games there. Why didn't it work out for you in the Bucs?
Well, I mean, it didn't work out because they were still worried about nagging injuries that I did have, which is understandable. But it was just at a standpoint that I believe that some of the things that we did in Chicago that was very successful for me, that worked out in my game of football, didn't translate for some reason over there to Tampa. And I think that's where we kind of had a little disconnect and decided to part ways. It was no bad feelings. It was a mutual agreement. It was a mutual feeling. They had to do what they had to do. They had injuries at safety. They wanted to bring some safeties in. So they definitely had to make a business decision, which is very understandable. But like I said, I just think some of the things that I did in Chicago that had success, it just didn't translate to what Lovey wanted to do in Tampa. And I think that's some of the things that, you know, that just didn't work well with a lot of the guys over there. And I think that's where you need that glue, that balance to kind of make things work for everybody. Because, like I said, everybody's different in that defense, but they're all on the same page, if that makes any sense. So it's just some of the things that you just kind of have that glue. You kind of have to figure out a way to keep things together and still be able to play within the scheme. And I just think that was just one of the things that was missing being in Chicago and also being in Tampa.
So what's next for you, Tim? You want to keep playing?
Well, absolutely. I'm continuing to work now. I'm still trying to get healthy, stay in shape. But I really, you know, just wanted to kind of weigh out my options and make sure my next decision be my best decision instead of rushing into a decision and make it, you know, not being the best decision for me. So I just want to take the time to continue to get healthy, continue to work out, and get ready for someone's training camp this offseason.
And before we let you go, one more question on Lovie Smith. I mean, do you still think he can be a head coach in this league? I mean, his time was really short in Tampa, and you brought up some of the things that just didn't work. Or do you think he's better suited to be a coordinator at this point?
No, I actually do believe that Lovie is a head coach. He's a head coach guy. Guys love playing for Lovie. You know, he's a great guy. The guys will play their hearts out for him. I just think it has to be a great situation with a great supporting cast, meaning from the offensive coordinator all the way down to the position coach, from the defensive coordinator all the way down to the position coaches. I think it has to be a great, perfect situation for Lovie to continue to have success in this league. But he's definitely, absolutely is a head coach, should be a head coach. But any opportunity that comes his way, I'm sure he'll make the best of it, and it'll work for him.
And I know from covering him here in Chicago and covering you and all the players that loved him so much that, it is probably hard for these guys to see him get fired last night. You lived it in Chicago, that transition to Mark Trestman and a new coaching staff, and how hard that was. I mean, really, maybe that wasn't the greatest hire in the world, but I'm not sure he ever had a chance really to win over some of those players based on how much they love Lovie Smith. Do you think that'll be a challenge for whoever it is who takes over in Tampa to win over that locker room? Because we both know how much players love playing for Lovie Smith.
The difference is that he only had a chance to play 2 years there. I mean, close to 2 years there in Tampa. So you didn't really, you know, that love that you have for him as a father didn't continue to grow as you wanted to, as far as like him being in Chicago for 9 years. I had a four, you know. So the transition might be a little smoother. Of course, it still is going to leave a sour taste in your mouth because the type of guy he is. But at the end of the day, once that football starts coming around, it's back to football. And Lovie being the great guy that he is, you can always call him. You can always talk to him. You know, if you got any questions, need somebody to talk to. He's that guy. But when it comes down to, you know, playing football and winning football games, once that one comes back around, it kind of goes out the window from there because you have a job to do. And it goes back to the fitness standpoint. So I don't think I don't think it'll be as bad for when he left Chicago because he stayed such a long time in Chicago and built so many relationships there for a long period of time. But then instead of in Tampa, you know, being there for 2 years and guys really, you know, didn't have the success that he had in Chicago. So I don't know. I don't believe that transition would be as tough. And I just speaking on, you know, my personal experience, you know, I still hate to see the guy leave because he's like a father to me, you know, playing for him for so long. But I understand where we at with this, you know, with this league that we're in today and this business that we're in today.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to watch. Certainly a little bit of a different situation than it was in Chicago. I can't let you go, Tim, without bringing up Charles Tillman, though. How tough was that to see him suffer a torn ACL going into the playoffs when he might still have a chance? And I think a lot of us hope he does get the chance to win a Super Bowl ring, but it would have been great to see Pina in the playoffs.
Yeah, absolutely, man. That was a tough blow for me. When I first heard the news, I immediately reached out to Pina just to see if it was really accurate or not, because I watched the game but didn't see the play. I think I missed it or whatever. But I spoke with him, and I definitely had to reach out because, like you said, man, just being a point of his career, I think this is his time. I think everything worked out for a reason. Something led him to Carolina, and he's been playing good football there, still battling some injuries, but found a way to be out there. And I know how Peanut is when you have a little nagging injuries. If he's able to play, regardless, he wants to be out there. And I know how much that he wants to be a part of it, and he's still going to be a part of the team. He's going to be there rehabbing and everything like that, but I think this is the time you know, that Team Peanut has a chance to win the Super Bowl and see where he goes from there. But to see that happen right before the playoffs, it was disappointing. But I spoke with him, and after you speak with him and realize that he's in good spirits and he's okay with things and knowing that he's not going to quit, he's not going to stop, I mean, that puts you in a better place of coping with it and knowing that it's just a tough break, and that's just where we have playing this game. But if Peanut can fight through it, then anybody can.
Did you see Urlacher's hair?
Man, I did, man. What is that? What is going on?
I don't know what it is. You tell me.
I don't know, man. I see all of everything, everybody making jokes of. I see Lance Briggs and Jerry Azuma, everybody going in on that, man. He deserves everything that everybody's saying to him right now because I don't know what's going on.
He said he was tired of you guys making fun of him for being bald. That's why he did it.
That don't make sense. So now you go. Now you want to make fun of you having hair from going from bald to now having hair?
Exactly.
That don't make sense.
All right, Tim. Well, great to talk to you again. I appreciate the insight. Best of luck to you. Hope to see you playing in the NFL again soon.
All right, man. Adam, good talking to you, man.
Absolutely. That's former Bears cornerback Tim Jennings on the special on-demand edition of The Beat. You can listen to The Beat live Saturdays from 3 to 7 p.m., Sundays from 3 to 6 p.m. on 720 WGN, and anytime at WGNRadio.com/sports. I'm Adam Hoge.